How are we motivated? What gets us moving? What inspires us? And how does that work in inspiring and moving others forward? It's a very important question because it's the question that's the heart of why we do the things that we do. Well, the ancient philosophers, Aristotle and Plato, would have said that we're motivated by a final cause, right? The final cause is the purpose for which we act. And it's not rocket science. Other than mom, dad, and no, what's probably the most frequently used word by a child, five and under? Why, right? And so it's exactly expressing this final cause, purpose. You know, why are we doing the things that we're doing? And in regards to the final cause of why we're doing something, I think we have two general categories. We have one category, we act for a reward, or we act to avoid a punishment. Those are the two reasons. Everything falls under those two categories. And so if you go through the Gospels, Jesus is obviously teaching, but it's all geared and oriented towards motivating people in a certain direction. And you'll find him motivating just as much out of fear of hell as you will reward of heaven, right? So Jesus talks a lot about eternal punishment and hell and damnation as a way to motivate people, because when we hear about that, it's an act of mercy, because once we hear about it, we want to avert it, right? He also talks about reward and what is promised to the just. And God's hope and desire is that we're motivated by the reward. And as parents, that's probably the number one thing that you want. You don't want to have to motivate your children by fear of punishment. But we do have to do that at times. I mean, that worked for me. And with my father, his words were, get the stick. Can't do that anymore. But so Jesus uses this framework. Now, when we talk about spirituality or the stewardship way of life, this notion of reward and punishment is an essential element of stewardship living. Because in all of the stories about stewardship in the Gospels, what do we hear? About a master coming back for an accounting, right? And then reward and punishment coming forth. So a true stewardship spirituality, a stewardship way of living, is always aware and attentive to the final cause, which is going to be reward or punishment. And so the readings at the end of the church year, so we only have two weekends of the church year left, what are the readings always about every single year? The end of the world, judgment, heaven and hell. So the church is inviting and challenging us to focus on the final causes in order to what? To inspire us, to motivate us. And some years, we may need to be motivated by the fear of hell. Some years, hopefully, we're inspired by eternal reward. And so Daniel tells us, he has this vision about the end times, and it's going to be full of tribulation, just like we heard in the gospel. And we hear that some of those who are dead and have been buried, they are going to rise, right? And they are going to be with God. They're going to shine brightly, we hear. And then others are going to be given over to what we hear, horror and damnation. In fact, Daniel uses the words everlasting horror and disgrace. When I think about the word horror, I just recall the last couple days, French President Holland used, those are the first words that he used to describe the terrorists situation and massacre in Paris. He uses the French word for horror, horrific. So think about that as far as like what awaits as far as eternal damnation. That could be very motivating for us. And then on the other side, what God really wants is for us to be attracted to the good and seek God because of the blessing received. And so Daniel says what? That those who will be raised, they will shine brightly. So that does that mean that in heaven we're just going to be illuminations in God's garden? Well, no. That That reference there, what we hear about the just shall shine brightly, the wise shall shine brightly, that's a direct allusion to Moses when he was coming down the mountain. Remember that his face was shining so brightly that the people could not look upon him, so they had to put basically a sheet over his face. Well, the point isn't that his face was shining so, you know, brightly, and they couldn't be, and people couldn't have direct contact with it. It came about because he had an encounter with God on top of the mountain. So the encounter with God, the eternal, mysterious God, brought about this transformation in Moses. And so that is what heaven is going to be, an eternal encounter with God that brings ever greater transformation within us. And so as part of our stewardship reflections during the month of November, and keeping in mind reward and punishment, and reflecting upon how we're responding to God's call with our time, talent, and treasure, the bishop has asked us that we invite certain parishioners to share a bit of their story as far as living out the stewardship way of life. And the reason that we do that is that by hearing the stories of others, it doesn't lead us to admire and, you know, raise that person on a pedestal. The point is like St. Ignatius, who used to read the lives of the saints, and he would say, you know, if I put my heart into this, I could do what St. Francis did. I could do what St. Dominic did. It inspires to give us ideas so that we can be challenged and encouraged to keep pursuing that eternal reward.